Welcome to the Fleet and Family podcast series, where we take small parts of some of our classes and make them available in 5 minutes or less. In this podcast, we'll be talking about some of the changes when transitioning from a military to a civilian lifestyle. One of the first changes that might be noticed is the attire. Currently, what you wear every day is picked by your chain of command. Your attire as a civilian changes based on the type of job you have. You're also given a lot more personal choice in what you're going to wear. Another change is pay. Currently, military members are paid on the 1st and the 15th. Pay is well known, and it's published on the internet. Civilian jobs may not include a lot of the pays that you're currently getting, things like BAS or BAH. They also don't include the type of insurance you may be currently getting. Most jobs assume that you're eating food and that you have some place to live, but often do not give you extra pay for it. And that brings us right into housing. If you're currently living in military housing, it may be time to look at other options. For some of you, you may have already decided what state or where you're planning on going. Please note that this is not always available with the current situation, but there are plenty of resources available for you online or with your command if you're looking at transitioning and/or executing a PCS move. For some military members, they may be starting over. No matter where you've gotten into your career, you may have to work your way up in the structure of your civilian job. And that can be difficult because you may be taking direction from someone who is either much younger or has a lot less life experience. Peer interaction changes, where currently, any area you move to, you already have peers in place and people that you can talk to. In a civilian world, it can be harder to make those connections. By the time work ends, most of your coworkers will head home. So that means that there might be a large change in how you interact with others. Loss of rank or respect. It doesn't matter where you've gotten in your military career, your civilian career is just starting. This can be seen both as a negative, but it also can be a positive. You get a chance to relax, and maybe some of those 3 a.m. phone calls won't happen for a while. The way you speak changes. The military is well known for its terminology and its acronyms. Every job has its own set of acronyms, and they don't always match out. Something that you might have learned in a military setting could have a completely different meaning in a civilian setting, and it takes time to adjust. It is highly recommended that you practice not using acronyms or military terminology when possible. It is also suggested that you watch the language that you currently use and try to fit it better into a civilian lifestyle. It is expected that many will have to change their mission or purpose. Currently, your mission is honor, courage, and commitment, also anything provided by the individual command. Your mission, once you leave the military, is to ensure the safety and well-being of yourself and your family. It is also self-set. And this brings us right into the service to the country. Many military members joined because they wanted to serve their country. This is still an option once you become a civilian. Try to volunteer or get involved with the community around you. One of the last differences to note is personal choice. A lot of those personal choice options are currently defined by what the military culture has, but these change more to your own style and your own way of living. There are a lot more options available to you once you leave the military. Try to take these in a positive direction. Utilize this time to think about who you want to be once you leave the military. This can help you give direction and more personal choices for yourself and your family. This is an overview of some of the transitioning tips from military to civilian lifestyle. Thank you for joining me and Fleet and Family in our podcast series.